Time now for your letters and this correction. On Friday, we heard excerpts from commencement speeches by some major political figures who returned to address their alma maters. Some of you heard us say that Rahm Emanuel, the White House Chief of Staff, is a graduate of Sarah Lawrence University. Not true. It is Sarah Lawrence College. Now your letters. On Thursday, we covered both President Obama's speech on national security and the speech delivered moments after by former Vice President Dick Cheney. Many of you were upset that we gave Cheney any airtime at all, and we summed up your angry responses on the air. Well, then we received a flood of emails taking on our critics. Tom Dillon of Virginia Beach, Virginia, writes this. They don't seem to realize, or perhaps care, that failure to report on both speeches would make NPR nothing more than a shill for the president. Mr. Dillon continues, as journalists, I believe that you had an obligation to report on both speeches, and I thought you did it in a manner that was, dare I say it, fair and balanced. Last week, we also aired some criticism about our series on new scientific research into spirituality. Our final story on near-death experiences found an empathetic ear. Joan Ogden of Salt Lake City, Utah, told us this story. As a 7-year-old in 1952, who lay dying of bulbar polio, I had an experience which I only learned many years later, after the topic became discussed publicly, was a near-death experience. I was a child when it happened. I saw as a child. I thought as a child. But that experience changed me then, and the change has governed all of my life. Now, when I am close to someone who is near to the end of his or her life, I make a point of sharing what a marvelous, glorious, comforting experience I had, and I hope that my sharing may assuage some fear. And yes, I am a scientist. Please write to us. You can go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.